720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio and on the line. Excited to have one of the top stars in racing, the driver of the number one Chevrolet for Team Penske in the NTT Data IndyCar Series. Excited to have the two-time and defending IndyCar Series champion, the one and only Joseph Newgarden. Welcome to WGN.
Great to talk with you guys. Excited for the Indy 500 this weekend.
Yeah, with all the different kind of challenges and stops and starts for the season, we wanted to ask you, you know, in your career, you've got two championships, 15 wins, but talk about the year, you know, as far as everything that's been going on. Do you feel like, as far as kind of defending your title, are you at a disadvantage? Is everybody at the same disadvantage? Or do you feel like you're on track at, you know, at the three spot right now in the standings to defend again?
Yeah, I feel positive. You know, I think we still have a great opportunity to fight for a third championship this year. We're just shy of halfway on our season. The Indy 500 is a big player for us because it's a double point. So it's a big weekend coming up. But we've had a good start to the year. You know, I think we've had an opportunity to win three or four out of the six races. We were only able to win one of them. But we've been pretty well positioned, like you said, in the points. And so I think for this, you know, second half of the year, we can have hopefully a good run and get ourselves another championship. But first things first, it's the 500, as I said. It is a big weekend with double points. So we're excited. You know, we think we have a good opportunity to race well, and you just never know at this event. It can fall your way or it can fall away from you, and you never know which way it's going to go. So we've got to be in position to capitalize and see if we're there in the end.
Well, a bunch of success and winning races all over the place, but as far as like the Indy 500, I know it's going to be different with no fans in the stands, but it still carries that weight, a little piece of immortality for those that win it. So talk a little bit about, for the fans that may not be as familiar, it is the biggest sporting event, certainly one of the biggest, if not the biggest in racing. It, typically on a regular year, 300,000-400,000 people, the largest collection of humans for a sporting event, or maybe even any event in one place. So talk about how big it is, and is there, I mean, I don't want to say that you get nervous for it, lots at stake, but it would be great to win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Indy is such a special place. The magic of this racetrack, I think, can fight through anything. There's no doubt it's going to be a different year. You know, I don't think you can go anywhere nowadays without it feeling odd or different. And it's, you know, no different at the racing world right now. But we're, like I said, we're excited to run this race. I think we're going to, you know, still have the magic of the event, you know, minus some good parts of it. We're certainly missing the fans and everything that they bring, the pre-race festivities, you know, the crowd when you do the warm-up lap, just the crowd on the finish is going to be a different feel. But winning this race is, you know, it can make or break your year, and it's certainly the one that you would choose first. So even in these tough times that we're living in, I think we've got a good opportunity, and I think it would be just as special still if you're able to, you know, drink some milk at the end.
I mean, is there any added pressure to being part of Team Penske? You know, you've got great leadership, the best equipment, teammates, you know, 14 wins, I think, in the last 31 Indy 500s. And now the Speedway, right? Because, you know, Indianapolis Motor Speedway is part of the Penske situation with the purchase. I mean, do you feel like this gives you extra confidence? Do you feel almost a little guilty, Joseph, maybe that it's maybe not fair? You have too many advantages on your side?
Well, I've always felt more confident than anything. You know, the pressure to me is existent everywhere you go. I mean, it doesn't matter what team you're with. You're always expected to perform at this level. You're going to get that expectation from anybody. So I'd rather be with who are considered the best and who have the best chance of providing the right resources. And certainly with Team Penske, you always feel like you have an opportunity to win every weekend. You always feel like you're going to have the right people and the right equipment to fight for a win, and certainly at Indianapolis. So those are all positives. And now with Roger, you know, acquiring the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the IndyCar Series, I think everyone kind of gets to work with Roger in a closer capacity. So if anything, you know, it's like everyone gets a new bonus to be a part of Roger's organization and work closely with him. Not just us on his race team, but really everyone in the series at Speedway.
I had not even considered that. Let the listeners know we're talking with driver of the number one Chevrolet for Penske, Joseph Newgarden. I had not even thought about it that way. I thought it would be more of an advantage for the team, but you're right, right? He has to sort of be, I don't want an overarching supportive and objective for the entire series and all the drivers and certainly everybody at Indy as well. I wanted to ask you in the beginning of the series, of course, you've got with Forza and the games and, you know, and the iRacing and some of that stuff. How much, based on, I think, the success, you know, everybody was excited about it, but a lot of people loved it. You know, the people, the fans loved it. Do you think that it's going to get built into some of the future stuff? Now that, of course, when we get past the pandemic, we'll get back to regular racing, but do you think that either acceptance or participation by drivers and the love for fans for kind of the iRacing is here to stay?
A great question. You know, I think the luster of it in the beginning is certainly not the same now. You know, I know from the driver's standpoint that, you know, we were so eager to have competition when the pandemic really took hold in the middle of March. And it was, you know, pretty much ripped away from normal life was ripped away from really everybody. And certainly us, you know, just getting ready to compete in our first race of the year at St. Petersburg, just got canceled right at the last minute. We all had to go home. And so the ability to still compete virtually was a big draw. And I think as we did it for a couple months, everyone was ready to just get back to reality and do it, you know, in real life. So I think, there's a place for the virtual world, and it certainly fills a void, but you just can't replace, you know, the real thing. And I think it's the same thing with any sport. At the end of the day, you're going to want to get back out to the ball field, watch a baseball game or see a hockey match or whatever it is that you're into, sports-wise. I think you just cannot beat the reality of it.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. At first, everyone was super excited, but then, you know, racing is one of the, I think almost more, or maybe more than any other sport, the sights, the sounds, there's just no substitute for seeing it live. I cannot imagine what it would be to actually be doing it and driving it. Let the listeners know we're talking with Joseph Newgarden, two-time and the defending IndyCar Series champ. And last thing we wanted to mention, too, is that, you know, the success, it allows you to do other things. It allows you to support different causes, and I know that you're involved with the Sirius Fund Children's Network. Paul Newman, another guy that, you know, of course, famous and legendary and iconic actor, but had raised so many dollars with the salad dressing that a lot of people think of him as the salad dressing guy, and they're not even aware of his career. And so talk a little bit about Sirius Fund Network, getting involved with it and the support that it gives those kids.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, they've been a big part of IndyCar for a very long time. And obviously, Paul Newman, as you said, he was very known for his acting career, but he was also known for his racing career. And yeah, he was a very successful team owner in IndyCar, one of the most successful and one of the best guys you could have driven for. But obviously another passion of his was kids and just giving them an opportunity, especially kids that were, you know, disadvantaged with serious illnesses, a chance to just be kids. And so, you know, he had a passion for camps and creating camps specifically for kids that didn't have the chance to go there and just be kids. And so, you know, having been in IndyCar now myself and learning about charity, you know, now being a part of, you know, trying to help them raise funds for it, it's been really great. And you mentioned the salad dressing, which is such a cool story. You know, you learn more and more about it, but Newman's Own products, which a lot of people love them. You know, I grew up with Newman's Own products as well, and their salad dressing, and they're, you know, everything that they make on those products goes directly to the charity, Sirius Fund Children's Network. So, you know, an easy way to help is just to go buy some salad dressing. It's pretty simple. And again, you know, you can benefit yourself for the summer, and you can benefit kids going to camp.
Amazing, right? And just on the salad dressing alone, I think he's raised $500 million over the course of it. And that was just one small piece, like you said, Joseph, of what Paul Newman meant, not only to acting, of course, to racing and everything with that. So everyone is going to be following you. I think you're in, are you in like 13th position on the starting grid coming up on Sunday? And of course, out there trying to defend and win another IndyCar Series championship. So as we let you go, if people want to follow your adventures, keep up with you on social media and all that.
Yeah, it's really, you know, simple. Just follow my name, Joseph Newgarden, J-O-S-E-F, Newgarden. Any of the channels you'll find us. If you can't find me, then look for IndyCar, and they'll be sure to cover everything as best as possible. So I hope you guys enjoy. Tune in on NBC on the 23rd, and I hope everybody enjoys the 500. We can be in victory lane.
Yep, a lot of people be pulling for you. Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate you taking time and jumping on the show today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one.